like
and
that.
So, in fact, in Europe, I understand that panitumumab, at least in one European country, has been approved specifically for patients that have the normal KRAS oncogene. So I think this is something that clinicians should really keep an eye on because it may impact on selection of patients for anti-EGFR monoclonal therapy in the future.
I guess particularly because EGFR sort of tanked in terms of being able to predict.
By immunohistochemistry, it's pretty clear that it's of no value.
And again, are we still sort of not in good shape in terms of predicting response to Bev?
Very difficult. It's very difficult. We're working on it. Soon Paik is working on it within
good,
the
NSABP. We need Soon on that.
And in fact, he's furiously doing microarray analysis
good.
Of all the blocks from the 2,700 patients in COA.
Wow, what is he looking at?
He's doing microarray experiments. He's not funneling down on any specific set of gene. He's going to look at the entire genome of these tumors. But you know, the situation with anti-angiogenic therapy may depend more on the host than it does on the tumor.
Right.
Because really the Avastin and the bevacizumab is acting upon blood vessels and the connective tissue rather than specifically directly having a cytotoxic effect on the tumor. So you might envision that it's going to be much harder to identify a molecular profile looking at tumor tissue that would predict benefit. We're still obviously going to look for it. Right now, to my knowledge, there's no predictor that would help us understand who would have a better chance of responding to bevacizumab.
I like to intermittently record my predictions and just, and of course, I'll edit out the ones that are wrong. But I'm kind of optimistic maybe we will find something on the tumor, only because it's been kind of interesting. I've seen, I think, more in breast cancer where this issue of VEGF receptors on the tumor cells are there. And whether or not maybe somehow it's actually directly impacting the tumor cells.
Mm.